This is Paul Richmond reporting from the Haliburton Highlands, more specifically on Big Bob Lake, just outside of Minden, Ontario. I am here with Greg Allen, renowned and world-respected engineer of renewable resource energies. I'd like to welcome Greg to the forest. Greg, welcome to the forest.
Thank you for the welcome, and the forest is welcoming both of us.
That is correct. Now, at one point we discussed at a previous meeting that we were going to have a discussion about things that people don't want to talk about, including...
The subject at hand could start with climate.
Climate is a good one. People do talk about the weather, however... They neglect to talk about the cause and effect of the consumerism of humanity and how it affects the weather. Would you have any comments on this particular statement?
Everybody looks up in the air and everybody kind of knows that things are shaken out not the way that they're used to in their youth. So we got it, but we don't make the connections.
Well, I see. Now, when you say we got it, I want to have a juxtaposition of the movie Easy Rider, where at the end... Peter Fonda says, "We blew it." And those were his only words. I think he repeated them three times when he said, "We blew it." Did you read anything into that, or does that have any meaning to you at this juncture in time?
If he meant by that that time's up, no, the time isn't up for creation and even Homo sapien, but time's up on civilization as we've known it.
There are many people on the planet that... need to know that there are those that are working in their best interest, and I believe you to be one of those people. And in your yearning for teaching mankind about new renewable energy resources and how to take effect as consumers, what is the best advice you can offer at this time in order for them to live a better life and provide a better life for future generations?
The first thing I would say is that I have only been able to do what I can do by the inspiration of those that surround me. So it isn't a one-way street on inspiration here. It's finding inspiration in each of us that we will start to create the new community of people that we should be.
Well, since you speak about humans teaching each other, I would believe, if I'm not incorrect, that there would be an assimilation between the ancients that were before our time and how they lived and how society has developed. And the population of the planet has become so that we're over, I believe, 5 billion people. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've been rather successful as a creature in this kind of madness to consume everything around us. The balance is gone. We're on a bad trip. We've been saying that humans are going somewhere else and not recognizing that we've always been here on planet Earth, and this is the mother that spawned us, and the ancients got that, and there's lots of people that are still ancients that have it, that we are necessarily part of the living Earth, and we better start getting used to being helpful critters. There's a concept called the ecological footprint that says, how do we reduce our footprint because it's taking up too much of the earth for our beings? And the suggestion is, from their analysis, is that we need three planets with the current population to sustain it.
That was my next point. The other thing that people don't want to talk about is, why is mankind looking to outside of our own stratosphere for other places to live and breed?
Because it's the carry-on of the myth that there's conquest. I mean, we've been on a conquest trip since men got together, and I say men because this was a male trip, forming city-states. And from then on in, the notion was that you go out and take as much of the surrounding landscape as you can for your further exploitations.
Exploitations. Now, there's a word that nobody wants to talk about. In terms of exploitations regarding manufacturing industries on our planet Earth, what cause have they had regarding our weather patterns, if any, and the fact that perhaps the polar ice caps may not exist, as you have stated on previous occasions?
We divided the world this way. We've said, okay, there's the Ministry of Environment, and then there's the Ministry of Natural Resources. Like, air is not a natural resource, it's an environment. all of natural resource, if we think of it as something that is nurturing the human being, but if it means simply that we have to go out and grab it, that's what, when they say resource, they're actually talking about something that should be used up rather than something that should be continuously generated. That is our fundamental problem. We are entirely based, and that's why we want to go out of here, because we think, oh, maybe there's another place that we can rape and pillage.
Now, in the protection of humanity on its own planet Earth, what are you doing in order to help maintain a livable civilization so that we can exist on planet Earth without the requirement of another two or three planets?
Well, I'm living under the personal myth of attempting to do what I can do, and as much as I can do that resonates with what I think the consensus is growing to be. I mean, that means that I want to manifest what the world could look like when we started to treat the Earth and our fellow human beings as compatriots in a great manifestation of creativity. That's where we want to get to. And so doing that is easing our way through as best we can, without shocking ourselves, into a relationship with the environment that looks very much like the world around us, like the trees. Our bodies are fully participant in the trees. We're not alien to this place. We're actually living in it. We're taking wood, as we are right now, to bring warmth to our place. But at the same time, we are not marauding.